Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, snow roaches? You ready for rapid fire? Well, if you're wondering why Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network is calling you snow roaches, it's because James R. Reeves is the man, a black man who represents the actual voice of the United States before the international audiences in an agency known as the U.S. Agency for Global Media. These are the people that do Voice of America and things like that. And he calls white people snow roaches. Glad you guys are with me. I'm proud of my snow roaches that listen to the program. Wow. I think he got fired, which is good news. And by the way, it was one of my buddies that sent me this story, listens to the program. And I'll be seeing these guys this year, God willing. But appreciate that, folks. Here's another one. Hey, let's talk about the Senate for just a second. Steve Garvey is going to face off against Adam Schiff. If you happen to be in California, if you happen to know anybody in California, if you happen to know how to spell California, if you happen to have ever driven by, thought about, whatever, California, let somebody know that Steve Garvey needs to beat that criminal Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff should have no place in the Senate. And if there's a chance for us to steal a seat in Californicate, God knows, one of the worst states in the union, this is the place to do it. So get on the horn, let your folks know, get out there and vote for Steve Garvey. Also, shocker, here in Arizona, Kristen Sinema says she's not running. I wouldn't have predicted that. But I got to tell you something. I respect her. I respect Kirsten Sinema for a few reasons. Number one, she was better than Jeff Flake or John McCain. She was more of a conservative, not that that's a good litmus test for either of those two guys, but she was more of a conservative than the two Republican senators that we had in this state. And even though I vehemently disagree with her on a lot of things, there were some issues where she saved our butt. She went against her party. She became an independent. And now she says, you know what? I'm done. I've served my time. I'm getting out. That is the way politics is supposed to work. So I tip my hat to her. Way to go, Kirsten. And I kept telling everybody I wanted to meet with her. I never got the opportunity. Who knows? I may before she leaves. But now it opens things wide up for Carrie Lake, Ruben Gallego. And by the way, there are other people running besides Carrie Lake here in Arizona. And her road is going to be a little tough because she's got to make good with the McCainites. And I don't know that that's something that we should be doing necessarily, because the McCainites are the people that gave us Obamacare. These are the people that are, in my opinion, quite frankly, are rhinos, and they are not representing the Republican Party. So while I think you need to recognize them, and you certainly shouldn't disrespect them, I don't think you need to actually placate them. I don't think you need to say, we're going to give you what you want. Anyway, there's the next one. Oh, hey, here's some news. Nikki Haley? Yeah, she's officially pretty much done. She was dead, DOA, dead on arrival. But before we get into her, let me just say this. In the Republican primary, Super Tuesday, I was looking at the numbers because we talked about it yesterday. Donald Trump pretty much had the sweep. He won anywhere from 30%, I'm talking about by a margin of 30%, to 70%+ in a couple of instances. I mean, I'm talking high 70s. Now, people will look at that and say, well, Kevin, part of that is the protest vote. You know, in the case where Donald Trump beat Nikki Haley, say 60-30. Well, 30 is pretty big for Nikki Haley. No, it isn't. Now, I don't know whether these people could vote as Democrats or whatever. I don't believe 30% of the people in any state in a head-to-head matchup with Trump, I'm talking about Republicans, would vote for Nikki Haley. That's number one, but we already covered this. The other thing you don't have to be concerned about, that 30%, whatever, the biggest number that Nikki Haley got, and we're going to talk about her big win here in a second, but the big number that she got is no big deal. No reason to sweat it, because many of those people are going to swing back to Trump. Once the focus goes off of Nikki Haley, it goes back on to Joe Biden, then we'll get back into where we need to be. And that's what I want to see us do. So Nikki's in the dust. Trump gave his acceptance speech, but she does have this to hold on to. She, and I don't know about you guys, but maybe this will have a massive impact on the Republican decision and make you think twice about who to support, because Nikki Haley won the state that gave us Bernie Sanders. Yeah, the citizens of Vermont threw Nikki Haley a lifeline. She didn't get swept. I don't know if you ever played dominoes, but we call it getting skunked. You know, where like you don't get over 50 or some number playing to 150. That's called getting skunked. Lots to talk about in the news, but you know what's become the focus? And of course, the economy is the big focus. That's the one that everybody's still thinking about. And you hear people like Buttigieg and those guys, well, look at our stock market and look at this. And things that they, when it's going up with Trump, they don't say a word about it. Look at the stock market. It's got record highs, whatever. No, I'm not going to debate that. Here's what I will tell you. If Trump had been president, continued being president, the stock market would be probably 45,000, 48,000. The Dow. Every market index would be up a minimum of 20 to 30%. 20% minimum, because I can't do both if I'm going to do minimum. Minimum of 20%. That's what I predict. In fact, I would even go higher. I would say it'd be a minimum of 40%, because we wouldn't have this rampant inflation. We'd have a guy who's still looking at America first, sealing off the border, putting that money back into our infrastructure. We wouldn't be in a war in Ukraine where we sent $156 billion or whatever the number is. I think it's probably closer to $200 billion. So there'd be a lot of reasons for celebration. So the stock market would be soaring. Let me put it to you another way. When Trump gets back into office, you better go get yourself some stock. Get an index. Just one to just go, you know, just shoots on up. I'm not going to give you but I can tell you this one because I don't have any stock in it. But get QQQ. That's the one that's tied to the Dow. It's the best, you know, the biggest companies. And watch what happens. Donald Trump, when Donald Trump comes back, it's going to hit like it's a Elon Musk SpaceX rocket. You better believe it. Anyway, here's what we're going to talk about. I want to talk about the new Biden strategy. Joe Biden's got a new strategy to beat Donald Trump. Yeah, no, it isn't involving any improvements in the economy or making America better. No, it has nothing to do with that. But it's a new strategy he'll roll out. And I love it. I love that Joe Biden is still looking. His team is still trying to figure it out. So we got that. We're going to talk about the border, because this has become a critical issue for the Democrats. And we've got a lot on that subject, so keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I am at a loss yet again because I just don't understand the idiocy of the left. Imagine an America without propaganda, without fake news, money-grabbing leftists drunk on power and prestige. I want you to imagine that America, an America where right triumphed over wrong, period. Where we didn't have the Fonnie Willises and the Letitia Jameses and the Alvin Braggs and the Jack Austins who have one thing they want to do, which is get Donald Trump, which means get you. Which means stop people from doing the right thing. I told you guys the other day I saw this video. I think we talked about it. Of a guy ripping off Home Depot. And the citizens stopped him. Because security couldn't do it. Nobody else was willing to do it at the store. It's allowed. And I think I mentioned that. Well, if I didn't, I know I will be talking about it even more. But you don't even want to get on camera doing the right thing because you could end up in trouble. People at J6, this guy, Baker, Steve Baker, did nothing. He gets charged with a misdemeanor. Now, they do the perp walk. He's got shackles on. You think this guy was a mass murderer? You think he was a leftist who shot up, you know, some, I don't know, business. Or maybe he's the dude that beat up Jussie Smollett, you know, the Trump guy. But he's a guy that had a misdemeanor that did nothing. There's no, he didn't throw rocks. He didn't, all he did was document what was happening. And they make a, they want, they're trying to make a political prisoner out of him. Again, something else we should cover in more detail. But I want you to just think for a second. If we all really worked to solve problems in this country, why is it that we can't do that? What Democrats claim they want to help, right? They want to solve racism. They want to solve sexism. They want to solve homophobia. They want to solve xenophobia, etc. Why is it they don't want to sit down and say, okay, what do we all agree on? What do we disagree on? I've done many of these workshops in business where you say, let's find our common ground. And then let's see where we can maneuver in the places where we don't have common ground. That's how all conflict is resolved to begin with. You find out what you agree on. Do we agree that everyone has the opportunity, should have the opportunity to be happy? Yeah, okay. How we define that is a whole different thing. There's a lot of nuance there. As they say, the detail is in the small print. But we do agree that we all should be able to find some sort of happiness. And it requires movement on everybody's side. And it doesn't mean you give up principle. It just means that you go, yeah, I can see that. I can see that point of view. And let me tell you what happens with point of view. You don't know point of view until somebody explains it. Melissa and I were talking about something the other day, the conflict we had. And she misconstrued a statement. I said, and I was like, well, I don't get what the problem is. And she says, well, here it is from my perspective based on years of, you know, of us understanding each other. And it literally made me think, I never thought of it that way. It, you know, I didn't have any malicious intent in my my statement, but coming from our history together, she's like, well, remember this. This is our history. This is the way I could come at that. And I was like, you know what? You're exactly right. Hadn't thought about that. Because I wasn't being malicious, and neither was she. But we could tell we had left the discussion not feeling good about things, and so went and had a talk. Those are tough to do sometimes, but they're necessary. Because then you find out, okay, I get it. Now I understand that perspective. We don't do that. We don't talk. I mean, I'm not saying we don't. Conservatives, we are willing to do it. I will tell you this. I talk to, I'll use the LGBT community. I have gay friends. I don't sit around worrying about gay issues, but when they bring something up and they say, well, Kevin, here's something that you don't think about because it's from a gay perspective. And I'll go, wow, you're right. I never thought about that. You know why? Because I ain't gay. I'm not sitting around going, you know, I wonder if I were gay, what would be happening right about now? And I use the same argument when it comes to black issues. I have been black my entire life. I didn't just like take on a couple years at this. I've been it my entire life. So when I go to these different events where white folks want to tell me, Kevin, we want to help solve it. I'm like, man, no offense. I understand you know us at the human level, but you don't understand the nuances of blackness. And that's where we have to wake up. And I'm not giving, I'm saying there are elements of what blacks say on the left that do deserve attention. I'm not telling you they deserve special dispensation, but they do deserve attention. And you can't ignore it. And it is sort of a collective. But at the same time, there are individual aspects of blackness that cannot be ignored either. And if you tell me, Kevin, I have the black condition, blah, 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 and this, that, and the other, I promise you, I can sit you down and show you something that you will go, I did not know that. And I've done it enough times with people that are very, very smart that I have a ton of respect for. And they go, mind blown. I get it. My mind gets blown. And I'll give you a perfect example. When women are talking about their condition, pregnancy, periods, things like that, I have no idea. Most guys, we don't. But you listen to them talk about menstrual cramps and things like that, and you ask yourself, wow, I never even thought about a recurring thing happening to me every month, you know, blah, 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 whatever, or carrying a child, or some of the issues of just how women are marginalized at times, you overlooked, etc. You don't think about it because you understand from a male perspective, you're like, well, isn't this true of just everybody? No, it's not. And it's okay to have those conversations and understand it. But as I said, while I can respect the collective, I also know that almost anything can be overcome with individuality. With you saying, I'm going to get this done. And so that's the thing I try to instill. That's what our charity work is about, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, and other things is, how do we help people, not just kids, overcome, have a different attitude, a different mentality about what they want to accomplish, and how to do that? That's how I survived. I wanted more, and I didn't let anything dissuade. Now, I'm not telling you everybody's cut from my cloth, because that's what this whole segment has been about. But we can certainly start making people understand that their individualism is what is the most powerful piece of them. So I go back to this. While we're trying to empower entire swaths of people with what I do, the Democrats want a very small few to have power and prestige and the money and the adulation, and they are covetous of it. I want you. Look, how many times do I have to tell you folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? You are powerful. It isn't about me. I am absolutely nothing without you. I don't mean it in the sense of my individuality, but as a collective, I'm nothing without you. Individually, I'm all that in a bag of chips. Fries go with this shake, okay? But when it comes to what we're trying to accomplish, I'm nothing without you. You are just as important. That's not what I wanted this segment to be about. I actually wanted to talk about Matt Gaetz's comments and Hunter Biden's testimony, but it really dawned on me, what would this country be like if we worked truly for the greater good?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523, 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Many parts of the southern U.S. grappling with severe storm damage and tornadoes, including twisters reported in Louisiana and Texas Wednesday. High winds, hail, and heavy rain drenched and pelted communities all across the south. Also, the start of Thursday morning's PGA Masters Golf Tournament delayed due to bad weather. Officials with Augusta National say it was pushed to 9 a.m. Eastern. Break me off a piece of that Krispy Kreme donut?
Krispy Kreme is unveiling three fresh flavors of Kit Kat donuts for a limited period. Donuts and candy enthusiasts alike can select from the Kit Kat Cookie Dream Donut, the Kit Kat Salted Caramel Brownie Donut, and the Kit Kat Crunch Donut.
The list of charges filed against Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been released in connection with that hit-and-run crash he caused on a Dallas interstate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What I am obsessed with is stop treating him like he is a normal candidate, that this is some kind of Bob Dole, Mitt Romney. This is really not, all right? And, you know, the polling was accurate in Iowa. It was actually accurate in 2022. People just substituted their own judgment for the numbers that were sitting right in front of them. But if you look at this, there is a chance that Trump could win this election. And the way that he wins is he's treated as a normal candidate.
Welcome, folks. I didn't quite understand what Carville was saying there, but I do understand. So I think I understand part of it. He's saying if you treat Trump like you treat every other candidate, you can't beat him. You've got to get out of the playbook. You're not going to beat him in the normal way. In that, I agree. I think most of you would agree. Welcome. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I heard from a sweetheart named Dorothy, who's joined me to be one of the 500 warriors that we're looking for. And also a gentleman called me. He's been donating on another site through our PayPal site. And he says, Kevin, I'm going to move it over. You don't have to move it. We have you logged. You're going to get a letter from us. And my team is, I know we've been talking about this a while, but they are getting this put together. And the only thing that's happening is we want to roll it out right. So I want to know, what do you guys want? We're going to do a monthly thing, one of the Kev Talks, where we all meet and talk. We're going to do a Kev Talk where I do a canned thing on something that's important or deep to me from from my perspective, and it'll be available only to people who are part of the Backstage Club and one of my 500 warriors. Now, anybody can join Backstage Club, and I hope you do, but you're automatically included if you're one of my $520 warriors. So that's what we're looking to do, and I'm putting things up there from when I was little. I'm putting stories up that I'm going to explain in more detail, things that we talked about here. I'm going to talk about projects we're working on. We got one that we're doing with a breast cancer survivor. Her name is Carol, and she got a double mastectomy, and her husband couldn't look at her. And we're doing a fundraiser because a friend of mine commissioned a piece of artwork to put her back in her youthful body, and it just did wonders for her. So I want to recognize that artist as well as the lady. And we're doing this as a tribute to the women who listen to our program. And we saw what this did for Carol and giving her a sense of, I'm not about these physical attributes that make me a woman. I'm a woman for more, many, many more reasons than that. And so it touched my heart. So we wanted to do something. So we're doing that project and many others. And these are things that you know, as part of the, I've joined the Spreely team. You guys will hear me talk more about that. But we're doing some amazing stuff. I'll give you another one. Ryan Zinke, led SEAL Team 6. Ryan's a personal friend. We're doing a fundraiser for SEAL Pack. We want more warriors in office. I don't want any more lawyers. I want warriors. I want people who go read the credo of the Rangers. We're doing a thing with SEAL Pack and Ranger Pack. Go read what the Army Rangers tell you they're willing to do for you. Go read the SEAL's ethos and tell me you don't want those guys representing you versus these clowns that we have in office that are opening our borders, letting people out on the street, and a host of other things. We have a chance to do something different. And God is putting these things in my path to make this all possible. And thankfully, you know, with the help of the people that have been supportive, the Alberts who have given of themselves in ways that are just amazing, and Ann, and Andy, and Bob, and my cigar club team, and Bob and Carol, and many others. And I will name you by name. We will put you on the website. You know, some of you don't want it. You say, Kevin, keep it to yourself. And I keep forgetting to do this. We need to put this on the website. But there are people who ask me, Kevin, can I donate directly by check? They don't have credit. They don't do the credit card thing. Yes. And all you got to do is address it to the Black Sphere. And it's P.O. Box 542, Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, Arizona, 85236. You guys, let's get that on the website, because it's too much to give it out every time on this show. And then we're also going to be letting you do these text alerts. You can text to reach me, and that's getting set up right now. You might as well take the number down. It's 41372. And if you want to reach me, it's KJ Action. And I we tried it earlier, Chris and I did, and it's not getting to me, but it will be. So if you want a text alert, or if we send out text alerts, I think you can get it. I don't know all the details, but we'll get it figured out, and I'll let you know. Here's what I wanted to ask, though, on this particular segment. If you had one political wish, what would it be? Political wish, not a wish for you personally. It isn't like, I wish I was, you know, with a supermodel, or I wish I could, you know, had all the gold in Fort Knox or whatever, which there's not much there anymore, so don't do that. But, you know, it's not that. What would your political wish be? And I know some of you are jumping to the gun, Kevin. Donald Trump is president. Okay. I get it. There would be an overwhelming number of people who would vote for that. But what would that change things enough for you? Because he serves one term and then he's done. You might want to think about, maybe I wish that the Supreme Court would stay completely conservative forever. How about that one? Yeah? Maybe you would wish that if politicians are caught lying, they automatically go to prison. I mean, if you wanted to personalize it, because I thought about this a little bit when I was thinking about this as a segment, I thought, what would I want? And my first instinct was, I want Trump as president. And then I thought, but wait a minute, that's temporary. That's only temporary. By the way, I'm hearing rumors, I don't know if you guys have heard this, I think Vivek Ramaswamy is going to be Trump's VP. I do. And you know what? I'm for it. I think of anybody who has really demonstrated his ability to change and his ability to understand world politics, Vivek Ramaswamy's it. Is he ready to be president right after that? That's the question. That's the question Trump's going to have to ask. But boy, that guy's sharp. And he's changed, he's evolved, because they were playing clips of Vivek when he was in college. And this is a guy that left college, went on to run a successful company, and then got his name out there front and center. And here's what I don't like about him. He's too easy, he's too malleable right now. He's got to come into his own and say, this is what I think, and I'm now ready to go. But I tell you what, he's close. Anyway, I'm going to move on. Back to this. If you had one political wish, 844-551-8255, or you can contact us at the Kevin Jackson Network. Would Trump as president be enough? Would you want to own the judiciary? I just gave you the thing with the Supreme Court. Would you want to go right after somebody? For example, I would like to see Adam Schiff in prison. I would like him to be made an example of for what happens when you are a blatant liar, when you come on in the major media outlets and you just say, oh, this, that, and the other, and it's nothing but lies and no ramification. And in fact, this guy wants to go from the House to the Senate. He doesn't deserve that. He deserves to be in prison. Is it too little to want Ray fired, Christopher Ray, FBI director? See, I think you'd be wasting it on that. Trump gets into office, Ray gets fired. I don't have to worry about that one, right? What about Hillary Clinton in prison? There's really no recourse for her. She started Russian collusion. There's been no accountability there. She got a slap on the wrist. But again, are we wasting our time with her? Here's one. Would you want Barack Obama exposed? Think about the ramifications of that. You say, my wish is to expose Barack Obama. So you immediately get his records as a foreign student. You get his grades. You get his real birth certificate. You get his real life story. You get to publish the real Obama, and people believe you. People go, oh, I didn't know that. But there's no pushback because, no, it's the real deal. You've gotten all the good stuff. But would you stop there? Is that good enough to just expose Obama? I mean, exposing Obama exposes leftism, doesn't it? I think it does. Mr. Dreamy, I call him Baby Black Jesus. Mr. Dreamy, he was everything the left wanted and more and then some. All that in a bag of chips. Fries went with that shake. You get what I'm saying? And so now you expose him. What do you expose? What about, would you expose all that the Biden family has done? Would you want to say Joe Biden gets exposed? Because again, you get to expose everybody. What about January 6th? Would you want to be able to expose the dirty truth? See, I think that's already out there. How about this one? The media would be forced to report the real news. Boy, how's that one for changing politics forever? And finally, politicians can't lie. They're forced to tell the truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You're doubting me, and that's okay. I can take it. You don't think Joe Biden's gone. You're like, Kevin, you said he'd be gone at the end of February. He's gone. Oh, but Kevin, he just delivered the State of the Union, and they're swarming around him. Oh, Joe, they're swooning. He's amazing. Look at him. He's so youthful. He's aging backwards now. No, Joe Biden went right out the very next day, and he showed exactly what he's going to do until they get rid of it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Couple of things for housekeeping. Number one, and I'm gonna talk about this in a little bit more depth because it just is amazing to me how God works in a person's life. I met a guy who's going to help me market my shoes, and I'm going to report to you guys how well we do with these. But the story is an unbelievable story that I will tell sometime this week because it's just one of these things where you know God moves in your life. So look forward to that. Speaking of my shoes, I suggest you guys go and take a look at our merch. I ordered everything that we have, and then Chris and I modified it. So, you know, I think it's really, you know, because some of the things were big. They looked okay on the screen, but you got them, and they were really big on the shirt. So we changed those. We adjusted the color on a few things. Spectacular stuff. The shoes remain the same. The only difference in the shoes are we're going to have a second set where we've added Queen of the Swamp for Nikki Haley and Gavin Newsom. So we've added those two to the new set of shoes. So there's a version one and a version two. I'm going to have both. I'm going to try to get Donald Trump to sign them when I'm at Mar-a-Lago soon. So that's what I would ask you to do. And you're hearing our commercials run. I'm also going to have the makers of Verve Spray Vitamins. And if you go to vervesprayvitamins.com and put in action, you'll get a discount. If you take vitamins, if you care about your health, these are amazing because you spray them. They're like a size of an ink pen. And you spray them into your cheek. They get absorbed like 90%. And they have five different types. They have skinny, which helps you lose weight. They've got sunny, which gives you your vitamin D. And, you know, you can figure out what you want from that. They've got cold, which has zinc and some other vitamins. They've got energy and they've got melatonin. So whether you want to sleep or you want to, you know, get a pep of energy, spray it on the cheek, gets absorbed, and you'll love it. And they're cheaper than regular pill vitamins. And here's the best part. They taste good. That was one of the things I talked to Raj. I was like, Raj, he goes, Kevin, I'm going to send you some. He goes, and you can test them all. And I did. That's why I'm recommending them. So vervesprayvitamins.com. You got to put in the code ACTION to get the discount. And that also helps us. We get like, I don't know, a few pennies or whatever. But if we sell enough of them, the pennies all amount up. So anyway, just hope you guys go check out the shop at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. And then the final thing I want to tell you for housekeeping, tell people about the show. People are starting to do that. And I appreciate you. I want to get back to this. You were doubting me. Kevin, is Joe Biden really going to bow out or whatever? Yes, he's going to bow out. It's going to be because of medical reasons. And things are going to get heated up for his son and the family. And Joe's not going to be able to take it. And look, even if Joe Biden's life were smooth sailing, he's still faltering. So think about the added pressures. Everything that you have to do as a president of the United States. And what's funny, in that commercial that we played earlier in the broadcast, Joe Biden shows Donald Trump golfing as if Trump doesn't work very hard. This is a man that takes vacation after vacation. He works a two-hour workday, if that, which thank God they're not letting him get too much more time in, because what else would we be dealing with? But the man implies like he's working so hard for you. But look, I'm digressing. Here's what I want to talk about this segment. I want to talk about how bad Joe Biden really is. So right after the State of the Union, Joe Biden went out and he gave a speech. And here's what I told people. I said, Joe Biden doesn't make like one gaffe per speech in a day or whatever. Joe Biden makes so many gaffes in a speech that you know he's got a mental problem. It would be different if you have a slip of the tongue. We all do that. At whatever age, we all do that. Sometimes you catch it and you can hear yourself say it. And you catch it and go, oh, I meant to say this. That's when you know your brain is functioning really properly. Joe Biden says stuff and he doesn't catch it. And by the way, even if you did it one or two times and you didn't catch it, that would be okay in context. But when you know what's going on with a guy and then you see him do it not one, not two, not three, four or five times in a single speech, that's when you go, you know something's wrong. As Corrine Jean-Pierre said, Joe shows his cognitive abilities every day. I know. That's why we're scared. Let me begin with some of the ones that he did. So here's Joe Biden in typical Joe Biden form.
In Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress that I can support this right. And I promise you, if we take back Congress, we will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land.
Send me to Congress. Like the earlier when he was running in that fake campaign, 2020, he said, I'm running for senator. And didn't even correct. Now, in this case, he read the teleprompter. Once he said it, he goes, send me to Congress. And then, you know, if Congress will help me. Okay, you're not convinced, right? Okay, no problem. Here's another one.
Last night in the U.S. Capitol, the same building where our freedoms came under assault on July the 6th.
Okay, freedoms came under assault on July the 6th. I'm actually surprised he didn't say July the 4th. But he's thinking about January 6th, and he says July the 6th. Now, you say, okay, Kevin, big deal. You're just making a bunch of stuff out of nothing. No, I'm not. Let me tell you what Joe Biden says. World leaders think of him. By the way, Joe Biden, he's the guy taking that 3 a.m. phone call Hillary's talking about. But here he is talking about what world leaders say to him.
And I've gone now. I spent over almost 200 hours with the leaders of Europe, the heads of state. I know them all. I've known them well. And guess what? You know what every one of them says to me, virtually, except Orban? I'm serious. As we leave these meetings, well, indirectly, they grab my arm and they pull me aside. I'm serious. They pull me aside and say, you've got to, you can't win again.
Okay, the last part I believe. They do tell him he can't win again. But here, the thing about Joe Biden, if you listen to him carefully, you know when he's lying. Joe Biden has obvious tells. You ready? Before I get to the last one of these clips, I'm going to show you Joe Biden's obvious tells when you know he's lying. First of all, you know he's lying because he's talking. And that's the standard joke. But he has obvious tells.
And I've gone now, I spent over almost 200 hours with the leaders of Europe, the heads of state. I know them all.
He gives you the numbers.
I know them well.
He knows them all.
And guess what?
Guess what? Two tells right there. Joe Biden gives you how many hours he spent. Who's counting hours you've spent with people? I spent over 200 hours. How many times have you ever said, I spent over 12,000 hours with my kids. I spent 13 hours with a teacher. I spent 27 hours with somebody. That is such a rare statement. The only time you do that is when you're interviewing, like as a reporter, and you've done a report on a death row inmate or something. You said, I was allowed to spend 4 hours. You're documenting your time, or you're an attorney. Joe Biden doesn't know the number of hours he spent with somebody. He made it up. And then he says, and you know what? When he does that, you know he's lying. Here's the next tell. That's two tells, by the way.
You know what every one of them says to me, virtually, except Orban? I'm serious.
There's tell number three. I'm serious. No. Listen to me. This isn't one of my made-up stories. This isn't one of my lies. This is a new lie that I have to sell as the truth. I'm serious. Here's what they do. Here's what they tell me. You ready?
As we leave these meetings, well, indirectly, they grab my arm and they pull me aside. I'm serious.
Note the added detail. No, really, somebody's questioning what he's talking about. He says, no, they, you know, almost all of them, they grab my arm. They pull me aside. I'm serious. Yet again, he reminds you of the level of, whew, this is serious. You got to pay attention here. And then he gives you whatever he's going to tell you.
They pull me aside and say, you've got to, you can't win again.
And that's the only truth in the entire statement, is that somebody said to him, you can't win. And his brain is telling you what they said. Do we have time for the final clip? Probably don't. Folks, Biden's future is exactly this. This many flaws in a single speech post State of the Union. What do you think this campaign is going to do? Is he going to debate Trump? What do you think?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Level.